The Georgia Board of Education overwhelmingly approved a controversial resolution that opponents say would ban the teaching of critical race theory in public schools. The 11-2 vote came after board members spent around an hour discussing the five-page resolution on a conference call that was also live-streamed. Board Chair Scott Sweeney stressed that the resolution was not a rule change.
I want to make it very clear that this resolution today doesn't put the brakes on anything that is already occurring in the classroom.
But Sweeney admitted that the resolution could lead to binding action.
The most important thing in the work that we have before us is from this, we'll call this a foundation statement, what type of rule might we consider or rules might we consider?
Tracy Nance Pendley, Georgia Teacher of the Year, is a non-voting member of the board. She spoke at length against the resolution.
And I want us to trust teachers. This resolution feels like we're saying we don't trust our educators to do the right thing and to teach patriotism.
Pendley also raised concerns about the resolution's effect on students.
Students of all backgrounds deserve to see the multiple and the difficult, problematic facets of our history.
Much of the board's discussion revolved around language that says the State Board of Education, quote, believes the United States of America is not a racist country and that the state of Georgia is not a racist state, end quote. That's an assertion that Pendley challenged.
But to categorically say that and declare that we're not a racist state flies in the face of all of the research that I've been taught.
Members of the State Board of Education, one from each congressional district, are appointed by the governor with the advice and consent of the Georgia Senate. The two members representing Athens and surrounding areas, Martha Zoller and Stanley DeJarnett, both voted for the resolution. For WUGA News, I'm Martin Matheny.